翻到诗篇的319首。
Second hymn 319。
唱完诗歌之后，我们就将时间交给伯弟兄。
We will give the time to our brother Bo after we sing the hymn.
哦，感谢主啊，给我们唱诗敬拜他的时间。
Thank the Lord for worship.
好，我们下面就将时间交给伯弟兄。
We will give the time to Brother Bo.
弟兄姊妹们好，在我们开始读主话语之前。
Peace, brothers and sisters, before we start reading the Word of God, let us start with a quick word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是赐平安的神。
Because you are the God who grants peace.
自己就是平安。
And you are peace.
当你从死里复活。
You rose from the dead.
你的门徒们还担忧害怕的时候。
While your disciples were still in fear.
你向他们显现。
You reveal yourself to them.
你说的话就是愿你们平安。
You said to them, peace be with you.
主啊，这一次聚会从开头到末了。
In this time, Lord, in this entire gathering from start to end.
主啊，你的同在保守我们的心怀和意念。
May your peace keep us in spirit, soul, and body.
我们的心向你说，有你就够了。
That our hearts would say that with you it is enough.
主，你是我们的满足。
Lord, you are our satisfaction.
你是我们的喜乐。
And you are our joy.
愿这个满足和喜乐充满凡寻求你面的人。
And may this satisfaction and joy fill each one who seeks your face.
我们把自己，把亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
We commit ourselves and we commit our dear brothers and sisters.
还有你要向我们说的话，都交在你的手中。
And also the words that you will say, all committed to you.
愿你在我们中间得着众人的爱戴。
And you receive all the adoration from your people.
得着众人的敬拜。
And all the worship that belongs to you.
因为你是配得的。
For you are worthy.
有一天你要回来，我们都要欢呼喜乐的见你的面。
And one day you will return and we will joyfully see you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you, you hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 请我们一同翻到彼得后书。
Let us turn to 2 Peter.
我们从第一章第一节读到第十一节。
We will start by reading verse 1 through 11.
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得，写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received the faith of the same kind as ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多地加给你们。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上节制，对不起，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识。
Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge.
有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进。
in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness.
有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
And your godliness, brotherly kindness, and your brotherly kindness, love.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。For
if these qualities are yours and increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的。
For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins.
所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。Therefore,
brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。For
in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
这一次主给我的负担是从彼得后书我们刚才读的这一段经文出来。So
this time, the burden that the Lord gave me is from this passage in 2 Peter.
我为着这一次聚会的题目，在主面前祷告、寻求、琢磨了好久。And
as I was seeking the Lord and praying before Him for this topic for a very long time.
在刚过的这个星期二，我们自己的祷告聚会里面。And
during our Tuesday prayer meeting,
我们有好多弟兄姊妹为着今晚的聚会，在主面前祷告。
There were many brothers and sisters who were praying for tonight's gathering.
在祷告中，主给我一个感觉。
And in this time, the Lord gave me this feeling.
把这一次交通的题目定为生命的操练。
That I would that this time the topic would be the exercise of life.
我们知道彼得一生他跟主之间有过非常特别的遭遇和经历。
We know that Peter had a very unique experience before the Lord.
那么我们从四福音书里面，还有使徒行传里面，你可以看见彼得好多次很深刻的、强烈的经历了主自己。You
can see from the four Gospels and also from Acts that many times Peter would have a very deep or very significant experience of the Lord himself.
但是当他年老成熟的时候。
And as he grew mature, as he grew older,
好像他把主哈在他身上的工作归结在两个点上面。
It seemed that he placed the work that the Lord did upon his life into two main points.
在彼得前书我们看见，他看见基督的脚踪，就是主耶稣上十字架的那个情景。
And in the First Peter, we see that he saw the footsteps of Christ, so the way to the cross.
所以在彼得前书里面，彼得给我们看见，我们要跟随基督的脚踪行。So
we see in 1 Peter that we must follow the footsteps of our Lord.
他这个对彼得一生的侍奉有决定性的影响和结果。And
this had a very lasting effect upon Peter's ministry and his life.
那么到了彼得后书的时候，我们看见在彼得心中。 所看见的是一个荣耀君王的威严。And
we see in 2 Peter that Peter is showing us this glorious king.
我们知道那是在马太福音17章主在变化山上面彼得的经历。You
know that this was Peter's experience in Matthew 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration.
而就在他快要为主寻道之前，这个荣耀的景象完全的占有了他。 抓住了他，而且充满了他。And
we see that that it was right before Peter was to be martyred that this glorious vision really filled him and it really completely encapsulated him.
我们可以确信啊，彼得是欢欢喜喜的为主交奠他的生命。
And we can confidently say that Peter joyfully returned his life to the Lord.
所以我们在彼得前书里面，他说呢，我是亲眼见过他的威荣的。
And then we see that Peter said that we have personally seen his glory and majesty.
因着这个经历，在他最后离别的话，就格外的宝贵和格外的鼓舞我们。And
we see that these words are so precious to us, even right before Peter left the earth.
他在刚才我们读的那一段经文里。And
in the passage that we just read,
他劝勉我们，而且他盼望每一个蒙拯救的儿女都是丰丰富富进主的国。We
see how he exhorted us and he encouraged brothers and sisters that we would have abundant entrance into the eternal kingdom.
而那个丰富是什么呢？
So what is this abundance or richness?
还是我们在基督里得着的那个生命变得丰富。It
is that this life we have received in Christ to become rich.
我们知道在约翰福音里面，主耶稣曾经讲过，我就是道路、真理和生命。Know
that in John's Gospel, Jesus once said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这是很简单的一句话，但是非常的重要。It's
a very simple word, but it's such an important phrase.
我们有过一点点在主里的学习和经历，就知道。And
if we have learned just a little bit from the Lord, we would know.
主是道路。
Because the Lord is the way that concerns the testimony that we live out along with the church.
And
depending on how you live out the Lord, that is how you do, that's how you live out Christ.
And
as our meeting follows the Lord's way, then it is the Lord's testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，真理是关乎征战的。
And truth speaks about warfare.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道撒旦乃是说谎之人的父。
We know that Satan is the father of lies.
他能够把神的话语扭曲了，变成谎言。
He is able to twist the word of God into lies.
他欺骗人，玩弄人。
And he is able to deceive people and to confuse people.
所以我们认识真理在基督的里面，基督就是真理，非常的重要。So
as we come to know the truth that is in Christ, we realize that the truth is Christ. This is very important.
如果我们对真理不清楚,
if we are not clear about truth,
或者我们在真理上面有一点点的偏差,
or if we have strayed even a little from the truth,
弟兄姊妹,
then when it comes to spiritual warfare, we will fail upon the feet of our enemy.
所以保罗告诉提摩太说，你要为了真道打那美好的仗。
That's why Paul says to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith.
弟兄姊妹们，基督是我们的真理。
Brothers and sisters, Christ is our truth.
这是为着征战的。
And that is for the battle.
那么最后主讲到他是生命。
And finally, the Lord Jesus said he is the life.
生命告诉我们说，这是救恩的目的和我们的盼望，我们的荣耀的结局。
And this tells us that the salvation is our glorious hope and also our glorious end.
所以在约翰福音里面，一开头约翰就说到，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
We see in the beginning of John that he says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
在约翰福音第十章里面，主耶稣也告诉我们说，我来了，就是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And Jesus says in John 10:10 that I came that they, or the sheep, may have life, and they have it abundantly.
彼得在他离世以前，他整个的眼界，整个的全人全心。 所充满的乃是这位威荣的君王，那是什么？他的生命。We
see that Peter was filled in his entire life by this glorious king. And what is that? It was the life of Christ.
所以我们讲，生命是关乎救恩的目的的。So
life speaks about the purpose of salvation.
彼得跟随主，在圣灵里面 学习侍奉主。
Peter followed the Lord and learned to serve in the Holy Spirit.
我相信到他要离开世界的时候，他没有遗憾，他没有怨言。
And when it was time for him to leave this world, he had no no uncertainties and he had no regrets.
他是充满了喜乐，充满了迫不及待的感觉要去见主了。
But he was filled with joy and he couldn't wait to meet the Lord.
但是他因为爱神的儿女，爱弟兄姊妹，爱教会的缘故。
But because he loved the Lord, because he loved brothers and sisters, and he loved the church.
所以在他离世之前，他用和非常简单恳切的话提醒我们。
That before he left this world, he used these simple and yet words of exhortation to encourage us.
要我们分外的殷勤。
That we would be all the more diligent.
而且要追求认识我们的主耶稣基督。
That we will pursue knowing the Lord Jesus.
换句话说，那就是生命的操练。
In other words, that is the exercise of life.
好叫我们在生命上得着主所应许的、主所预备的目的，就是丰盛的生命。
So that in this, we are able to receive what God has promised, which is this abundant life.
所以这一次，我把我的题目定在生命的操练上面。
And so this time, my topic is on this exercise of life.
接下来我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点，为什么我们需要生命的操练。
So next, I will share about why we need to exercise this life.
我们知道生命的操练，在我自己年轻的时候，我们是用另外一个名词来领会它的。
You know that when we are young, that we have a different phrase in order to understand this.
那时候在教会里面呢，大家都说我在学属灵的功课。
And oftentimes people in the church will say, I'm learning these spiritual lessons.
我们年轻的时候碰见弟兄姊妹见面都在问你最近在学什么功课啊。
And when I was young, many of brothers and sisters, when we met each other, we would ask each other, what spiritual lessons did you learn recently?
弟兄姊妹现在好像很少人这样问了。
Brothers and sisters, it seems that very few people ask in this way now.
但是是不是我们就没有生命的操练了呢？还是有的。
But does that mean we have no exercise of life?
我有一次到一个聚会，参加他们的祷告聚会。
So once I went to a gathering and I joined their prayer meeting.
弟兄姊妹看到我远道来，就要我跟他们的年轻人有一点交通。
And when brothers and sisters saw that I had traveled from afar, they asked if I would share with some of the young people.
交通完了以后。就有一点大家彼此的自由的分享。
And after I shared, then there was a time for brothers and sisters to freely share.
有一位做父母的一个弟兄，他就问我，他说：“伯弟兄，你最近在学什么功课？”
And there was one young young parent, a father, who asked, "Brother Bo, what are some spiritual lessons you learned? Some lessons you learned recently?"
那次他这一句话一问呢，把我拉回过去20多年，好久没有人问我这个问题了。
And it reminded me of my what happened 20 years ago because it had been such a long time since someone asked me such a question.
弟兄姊妹，生命的操练就是学属灵的功课。
Brothers and sisters, the exercise of life is to learn spiritual lessons.
这个操练不仅是个人的。
It's not just an individual.
而且是基督身体的。
It is done in the body of Christ.
是每一个弟兄姊妹，凡是爱神和神的家的人，都会学的同样的属灵功课。
All brothers and sisters who love the Lord and love His house will learn these spiritual lessons.
那为什么我们要学这个属灵功课呢
？So why do we need to learn these spiritual lessons?
彼得告诉我们说，第一个是要我们能够脱离、逃避今天世界上从情欲来的败坏。
So first, Peter says that we need to escape.This corruption of this world that is the corruption that is in the world by lust.
我们知道今天许多的败坏是从人的欲望来的。
Today we know that much corruption comes from lust.
人要喜欢吃、喜欢喝、喜欢享受，这是欲望，对不对
？And we know that this includes enjoying life, enjoying food, enjoying drink.
喜欢舒适，被别人接受、被别人欢迎的。这种生活方式
，People enjoy a lifestyle in which they're accepted and welcomed by others.
这些本来都没有问题的。
So ordinarily, there's nothing wrong with these things.
但是在罪的驱使底下，它就带来了败坏。
But under the control of sin, these things bring corruption.
甚至世界上这个情欲要大，要出名，要受欢迎，要成功，弟兄姊妹也可能影响教会的侍奉。
And perhaps in this world, the desire to become successful and to become famous and to be known can influence your service in the church.
你知道，在过去大概40年来啊，在北美啊，世界各地都流行一种基督徒的聚集，叫做 mega church。
And we see that in these past 40 years, especially in the North in North America, there's been this popular thing called a megachurch.
弟兄姊妹，连我们在我住的这个乡下小城呢，都有一些聚会，他们不算 mega，但是他有时候我们这个教会里面有各式各样的语言，有各种的活动。
And even in the suburb that I live in, that there are various churches, not quite big enough to be a mega church, but they have many, many different languages, many different activities.
当这些进来的时候，就带来属灵的下滑，甚至带来败坏。
And when these things come in, they can bring spiritual backsliding and even corruption.
我们若是能有生命的操练，我们就能逃避这些败坏的光景。
So if we have the exercise of life, then we are able to escape this corruption.
那么还有正面的事情。
Now there's a positive side.
彼得告诉我们说，让我们在认识我们主。救主耶稣基督的事情上面呢，不至于闲懒不结果子。
And it says that they will render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就治好我们属灵生命的结不出果子、不育的这个光景。
So this will solve our issue of our spiritual condition of being spiritually barren or spiritually fruitless.
就是脱离我们的属灵贫穷的光景。
And we will be delivered from spiritual poverty.
弟兄姊妹，我每次读到这一句我就很有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, when I read this passage, I am full of there's a deep feeling I have.
因为我觉得我是一个很闲懒的人。
Because I find that I am a very unfruitful or
是 idle
a very idle person.
的人。弟兄姊妹们，或者 lay back
Idle or laid back.
弟兄姊妹们，我侍奉主。头20年了，或者头30年，
In the first 20 or 30 years that I served the Lord,
我常常在主面前有一种的不满足和叹息。
I would often feel unsatisfied or I would sigh before the Lord.
我跟主说：“主啊，是你的怜悯，我传福音有人得救。
I say, Lord, it is your mercy that when I preach the gospel, someone is saved.
”但是好像每一个得救的人呢？到最后都没有走上主的路，没有结出生命的果子。
But it seems that all who have been saved, that none of them walk upon the Lord's way, and none of them bear fruit.
主啊，我好像住在耶利哥城，那个树不是不结果子，但是果子是不熟而落。
And I told the Lord, I feel like I am living in Jericho. The trees do bear fruit, but they are not ripe, and they are not edible.
我这个叹息，这个祷告真的是大概超过30年。
And this prayer and this sighing before the Lord, it lasted about 30 years.
我现在到今年呢，我侍奉主40多年了。
And now I have served the Lord over 40 years.
读到彼得后书彼得好像是个好医生，告诉我们说，如果你有生命的操练，你就可以治好这个果子不熟而落的。这个光景。
We see that Peter seems to be a spiritual doctor who says that if you are in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you are not useless or unfruitful.
If we exercise our life, then we will escape 这个。
So if we exercise our life, we will escape being unfruitful and being useless.
那么第三个点呢？如果我们有生命的操练呢？我们属灵的眼睛会被打开来。
And the third point is that if we have this spiritual, exercise of life, then our eyes will be opened.
以前觉得这不重要的话语，现在发现，哇，怎么这么有智慧，这么有能力？
Perhaps in the past you thought a certain word was not very important, but now you realize that it is full of wisdom and full of power.
除去我过去的那属灵的瞎眼,
that it takes away your previous spiritual blindness.
除去我过去那个属灵的近视, short-sighted,
or perhaps your spiritual short-sightedness.
而且呢,除去我过去的属灵的健忘,
and maybe also will cure your spiritual forgetfulness.
好像以前感觉不到的危险, 现在好清楚啊。
That dangers perhaps you never felt before, now they are so clear to you.
以前看不见的道路, 现在主好像把它清清楚楚摆在你的面前。
In the ways that you didn't see before, that now the Lord places so clearly before your eyes.
眼光开始变得明亮了。
And then your eyes become enlightened.
我们记得主在马太福音里面讲, 眼睛就是人身上的灯。
As we remember from what our Lord said in Matthew, that the eye is the light in your body.
如果我们眼睛单纯的话,
and if your eye is single, then you will be enlightened.
那眼睛怎么单纯呢?
How can your eyes be single? Or
彼得在临终前劝勉我们, 好好地操练生命。
Peter exhorted us that before the end of his life, that we need to exercise this life.
而且我们能够逃脱，我们走回头路，既然已经蒙恩了，如果我们健忘的话，我们就会走回头路。And
because we have already because we have received the Lord's grace, if we are forgetful, then we will go backwards.
我们所以基督徒有一种叫做冷淡退后 backsliding 如果你有生命操练，就可以逃避这种情况。
We know that there is a condition that is termed backsliding. If you have this exercise of life, then you will be able to escape backsliding.
不仅如此，在第十节，彼得劝勉我们：我们如果这样追求，就使我们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。And
we see that Peter also exhorts us in verse 10 that we have to be diligent to make certain his calling and choosing.
还有呢,
and if you do these things, then you will never stumble.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, our way of following the Lord is filled with testing, is filled with trials.
我们能够在这些苦难中, 这些试探引诱中压力里面, 不跌倒, 不失败, 靠自己是绝对站不住的。
If we want to, as we go through these trials and these struggles and this pressure, if we don't want to fail by ourselves, it is impossible.
但是主的话告诉我们, 若是我们呢, 好好殷勤地追求主, 有生命的操练, 弟兄姊妹, 你就能坚定地向着标杆而行。
But the Lord tells us that if we pursue the Lord faithfully, then we will not. Then we will run quickly towards the goal.
我们呢不会辜负神给我们的呼召和拣选。
We will not neglect this calling and this choosing that the Lord has given us.
我们不会 fail 他的 calling and chosen. 弟兄姊妹，这是你就看见生命的操练何等的重要。
And so we see that this exercise of life is so important.
那么在彼得后书里面，他告诉我们， 若是我们这样殷勤地追求和操练，
And he says that if we are diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing,
不仅就我个人来讲， 我们在主里成为一个丰富的人， 生命丰富， 进神的国。
We see that there's that not only is it an individual thing that you will enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in an abundant way.
在彼得后书第三章里面，他还讲到我们会成为一个真正等候并且催促、加速主回来脚步的人。
We see in 2 Peter chapter 3 that we will be one who waits for and hastens the Lord's return.
弟兄姊妹，所以这一个祝福啊。 会达到许许多多受苦的人身上。So
this blessing can reach many who are suffering.
许许多多等候主回来的人身上。Many
who are waiting for the Lord's return.
所以生命的操练呢，它的果效是何等的大，在神的眼中是何等的宝贵。
So the fruit of this exercise of life is so great, and it is so precious in God's eyes.
我们知道父神要打发他的儿子回来。
You know that the Father will send his son back here.
他回来到地上找什么呢?
And when he returns to the earth, what is he looking for?
是收割庄稼。
It is to get the harvest.
庄稼什么时候才能收割呢?
So when can he have the harvest?
必须要成熟，要有果实。
Must be when there is mature, when there's maturity and when there's fruit.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，生命的操练，对我们来讲。
Brothers and sisters, this exercise of life is so important and so precious to us.
接下来我要和弟兄姊妹一同来思想，怎么样操练生命？
Next, we want to consider how do we exercise this life?
怎么样才能学好属灵的功课？
And how can we properly learn this spiritual lesson?
弟兄姊妹，从我们蒙恩得救开始那一刻，神就给我们许多的机会。
So from the point that we are saved by grace, the Lord gives us so many opportunities for us to learn these spiritual lessons in order to gain this life.
我自己常常有懊悔，以前呢懵懂无知啊，蒙了恩却不知道那个是神的爱，我就照着我的情绪生活。Many
times I have regret as I look back that there were many times where I received the Lord's grace and that it was his love, but I didn't realize it, so I lived by my own way. But then I see that there were certain peers who had also followed the Lord and they were advancing greatly in their spiritual life because they understood this truth. They took the opportunity to learn these spiritual lessons. So here I want to share with brothers and sisters how you can learn these spiritual lessons.
第一个，我们要和主耶稣有一个正常的对的关系。
First, we must have this right and normal relationship with our Lord Jesus.
使徒彼得在这里一开头就提到我们得救啊，是蒙拣选、蒙呼召的人。
As you know, Peter starts by saying that that we are saved. It was by his calling and by his selection.
在我小的时候，我认为我相信主了，我就跟主有一个关系了。When
I was young, when I believed in the Lord, then I had a relationship with him.
等到我蒙恩，蒙怜悯，开始对属灵的事有兴趣以后。And
as the Lord was merciful to me, that I started having an interest in spiritual matters.
我才明白了，原来我得救就是蒙召。
Then I realized that my salvation happened because I was called.
我有没有好好思考过，我有没有答应主这个呼召？
Did I ever consider whether or not I answered his call, the Lord's call?
一个认真答应主这个呼召的人，那个才叫做与主有一个对的，有一个正常关系的基督徒。
One who diligently responds to his call from the bottom of his heart is one who has a normal relationship with our Lord.
答应主的呼召。 从心里面甘愿的，像彼得一样，啊，说主你是我的夫子，啊，你是我的老师，我愿意做你的学徒，做你的门徒。So
that if we respond to his call, then like Peter, we will say to the Lord, we will say that you are that the Lord is our teacher and our master, and we will be his disciple or apprentice.
弟兄姊妹，这跟一个仅仅相信主也祷告的弟兄姊妹的心态是完全不一样的哦。Brothers
and sisters, this attitude is completely different from, say, if you only barely were saved and only sometimes prayed.
因为这样的时候，我们在每一件事情上对主的态度是一个听从，是一个恭敬的态度了，不一样的。Now
our attitude is different because we're willing to listen to the Lord and hear what He says.
如果我们与主有这样的 对的，正常的关系,
and if we have this right relationship with the Lord, then we will truly come to know that the Lord Jesus is our Lord and our Savior.
你知道彼得后书啊，彼得称主耶稣的时候，他不仅仅是称主耶稣哈，他说我主救主耶稣基督。
We see that when Peter called the Lord, he didn't just say the Lord, he said that it was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我读彼得后书的时候，每次读到这几个词啊，我心里面就很有响应和感觉。And
when I read these words in Peter's letters, then I have a deep response in my heart.
因为他被主救过太多次了，因为他尊耶稣是他的老师，是他的主。We
see that he was saved by the Lord so many times because he treated his Lord as his teacher.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得在五饼二鱼之后。
Brothers and sisters, do you still remember after the feeding of the 5,000?
那一个晚上呢，主催门徒们上船去过加利利海。
We see how that night the Lord chased his disciples away and they went on this boat on the Sea of Galilee.
主自己独自到山上面去祷告。
The Lord went alone onto a mountaintop to pray.
因为主清楚知道他的门徒们需要经过风浪的考验，属灵征战，认识属灵的征战。
Because he knew that his disciples needed to personally go through this test and this spiritual warfare against the storm. So the Lord Jesus went up to the mountain to pray for his disciples that they would be able to pass the test.
那个门徒们在海里面整夜就是到不了对岸，因为那个风浪太大，他们
We see how the disciples, they rowed all night, but they could not make it to the other side because the wind was too strong, and they almost lost their lives. And then they saw the Lord Jesus walking on the water to save them.
有一个门徒说,那是主,彼得就说,主啊,若是你,请你吩咐我,也走在水面上,到你那里去。
There was one disciple who said, "It is the Lord." Then Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, then command me to walk on the water to you."
哇，彼得真是勇敢。We
see how bold.
彼得说好，那主就跟彼得说，彼得你过来。And
Jesus told Peter, "Come on here."
彼得真的就跳下船了。我跳下船啊，我常常想呢，一个单纯的人啊，比较有福气，主怎么说他就怎么做。
We see that Peter then immediately jumped off the ship, off the boat. I often think that someone who is single-hearted really is blessed because what the Lord says he will do. We see that he called Jesus Lord and he did what the Lord told him to do. So at the Lord's command, he immediately went and walked on the water. But as soon as he turned his eyes away from the Lord, we see that he started to sink.
彼得很会祷告，他们说：“主啊，你是在高天上的神的儿子，你现在来救我。”彼得只祷告一句：“主啊，救我。”We
see that Peter knew how to pray. He didn't say, "Lord to God, the one who is very high in the heavens, come save me." He just said, "Lord, save me."
他是简简单单，主就把他救起来。
It was a very simple prayer, and the Lord saved him.
我们知道彼得一生经过多少风浪，一次一次蒙拯救，所以到结束的时候，他说：“我主，救主耶稣基督。”And
so we see that throughout his life, Peter had been saved so many times by the Lord. And as he comes to the end of his life, he says, "Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
弟兄姊妹，你羡不羡慕啊？我们信主几年以后，你真的感觉主耶稣是我的救主，亲爱的救主。
Brothers and sisters, do you also desire to have the same experience that as you grow in the Lord, that He is truly your dear Savior?
我常常听弟兄姊妹祷告恩主恩主哈，我觉得还不够好。I
hear many times brothers and sisters when they pray, they say, "Gracious Lord," but I feel that is not quite there yet.
那告诉我们说，我们尝到白白的恩典，但是我们还没蒙拯救。
It shows that often we have received much grace, but we have not been saved yet.
但是我们在碰到一个环境呢，真是走投无路了，真的是好像丧命了，结果活过来了，而且活得很好，弟兄姊妹，他是我的救主。But
when you go through an experience where you feel that you have gone to the end of yourself, and even that you may lose your life, then you realize that the Lord has truly saved you.
这个时候你在喊，主啊，你是我的主，你是我的救主，多亲切，多甜美啊！
And then when you say to the Lord, when you call out that he is your Lord and your Savior, then it is so precious.
我常常想, 年老的彼得, 你看见他, 是不是满脸心, 这个风霜啊, 很苦的一个老年人啊, 我想大概不是。
So sometimes I wonder if Peter is one who is full of bitterness or full of...
He was a well-seasoned veteran.
Oh, like a well-seasoned veteran.
经过很多的痛苦, 他一直满脸荣光,
And but that is not the case. Instead, he is someone who is filled with joy and filled with the Lord's glory.
你有没有见过一些经过人生我们都不能想象的苦难的弟兄姊妹？他们出来的时候，一点苦的味道都没有。
And brothers and sisters, have you seen those? Have you seen other brothers and sisters who went through such suffering, and yet when they come out of it, there is no trace of bitterness in them.
一点怨言都没有,
There's no trace of complaining.
一点觉得不公平都没有,
or any feeling of unfairness.
而从他们身上你可以看见一种的喜乐甘甜和安息,
but you see this joy, this sweetness, and this peace that comes from them.
因为耶稣是他的主,
because the Lord Jesus is their Lord and is also their Savior.
弟兄姊妹,
And brothers and sisters, I truly desire to have such a relationship with the Lord.
我有时候跟弟兄姊妹讲，我越老要过得越快乐。And
brothers and sisters, sometimes I say, the older I get, the more joyful I hope to be.
越满足,
to be more satisfied.
不是我人生没有痛苦，没有打击，没有失败。
It's not that there is no suffering in my life or there are no failures in my life.
可能比不上弟兄姊妹多，但是对我来讲也蛮多的了。
Now, of course, it may not compare to some brothers and sisters, but to me, it feels like a lot.
但是每次一想到我的主, 我就喜乐得不得了。
But every time I think about my Lord, I feel so joyful.
跟主之间有了这个对的关系,
and when we have this right relationship with the Lord,
第二个我们就要学他。
And second, we must learn of him.
所以保罗在这个 以弗所书第4章20节讲到, 我们学了基督。
But we see that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20, Paul says that we have learned Christ.
我们做主的学徒啊，不是学外面主怎么讲道，怎么医病，他祷告是怎么祷告，不是学这些东西啊。Now,
as we are the Lord's disciples or apprentices, we aren't learning how to imitate him to preach or to heal or to cast out demons.
这是外面的技巧。
That's just some outward technique.
啊，对。 而真正的是要学主耶稣的为人。
But it is to learn Christ and learn his way.
我见过一些传统的这些工艺啊，他们的学徒啊，出来走路的样子，待人接物的样子，就跟他的师父一模一样，对人的那种恭敬细致。Now
I've seen certain craftsmanships, and when they have these apprentices, when the apprentices come out, they act exactly just as their teachers did,
as their master,
or as their masters
did.
Because they first learned from their master, for example, how to speak and how to deal with different matters.
这个学基督啊, 从我们里面开始听见主说话开始的。
And when it comes to learning Christ, it starts with hearing him from within.
我跟主之间第一次发生直接的关系，是我听见主向我说话。
And the first time that I had this, that I really had a relationship with the Lord was I heard the Lord speak to me.
那个真是把我整个人翻过来了。And
that truly caused me to my life to turn around.
在那之前，主在我身上做了很多事情，但是没有改变我。
Now before that, the Lord had done many things in my life, but it hadn't changed me.
我11岁的时候得过一个流行病啊，医生都宣判不救了，让他死了吧，我得了霍乱。When
I was 11, I had contracted this infectious disease, and the doctors told me that there was no hope.
不是对我说，那时候我已经昏迷了。对我的母亲说，带他回家，没有希望了。
Oh, it wasn't spoken to me because I was in a I was unconscious, but the doctors told my mom that you can take me home because there was no hope.
因着弟兄们的祷告，我第二天就好了。但是好了以后，我这个人还是调皮，还是不听话。
Now, because of prayer, the next day I actually was completely well, but even then I was still not I was not an obedient child.
但是在我18岁那一年，主对我轻轻说一句话，把我整个人改变过来了。
But when I was 18, the Lord spoke a simple word to me, and my life was completely changed.
弟兄姊妹们，主爱我们到一个地步哈，我们生命的操练是他亲自来教我们的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord loves us to such a degree that He will personally come to teach us.
我们不仅耳朵被开通，我们心灵被打开，能够听见他。
That our ears must be opened, and our hearts must be opened to hear Him.
在保罗的经历里面，还有我们的心一转向基督，这帕子遮蔽就除去了，你就可以看见他了。
We see in Paul's experience that as our hearts are turned to the Lord, that the veil is taken away and we are able to behold Him.
好，我们看见他呢，我们才会跟随他，照着他而行，这个叫效法他。
And only when we see the Lord will we follow Him and will we imitate Him.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做学属灵的功课。
Brothers and sisters, this is what it means to learn spiritual lessons.
所以年轻的时候，我们碰到一些问题哈。个人的问题，总想找个人呢来同意我的想法。
Brothers and sisters, when we were young, we would often run into various issues, and we always wanted to find someone who would try to agree with our views.
所以有时候就去找教会年长的弟兄说，这件事我好不好这样做。
So sometimes we would go to an older brother in the church, and we would say, "Is this? We would like to do this. Is this right?"
他从来不回答可不可以。
But that brother would never say yes or no.
那位弟兄每次都是很认真的说，主耶稣对你怎么说的
？The brother would always say, "What did the Lord Jesus say to you?"
我那时候从来没有想到我要去问主，我只是想到，我问你，你如果盖个章，那我就去做就好了。
And when I was young, I never thought to ask the Lord. I would always think, "Oh, if you just put a stamp of approval on this, then I will just do it."
很可惜啊，今天很多基督徒还是这样，因为你问，可能有人不赞成你的想法，总有一个人会答应说你就这样做，那我们认为这就是主的意思。
Now, unfortunately today we often do the same thing. We often feel that if someone doesn't agree with us, we will eventually find someone who does agree, and then we say this is the Lord's will.
不，一个和主有对的关系的人，他为了要学基督，他就不敢这样去做。去找别人帮他盖章了。
But someone who really wants to learn from Christ will not do something like this. He will not just find someone to give a stamp of approval.
他就直接到主的面前来。
But such a person will go directly before the Lord.
听他。
To hear him.
有时候你听等候主不说话，那你就注视他。
And if you sometimes as you ask, as if you don't, sometimes you don't hear an answer, then you are supposed to
You behold him.
You must just behold him.
啊，你注视他的时候，你就看见我们的主他生命的美丽。
And as you behold the Lord, then you are able to see the beauty of His life.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们等候主啊，就看见羔羊的那个微笑和他的温柔，深深的感动我们，我就知道我该怎么反应。
And brothers and sisters, as you behold the Lord, sometimes you then see the Lamb, you see the meekness of the Lamb, and then you are able to know what to do.
我们就会效法他。
And then we will imitate or follow him.
过去20多年前，我碰过一个非常大的冲击。
About 20 years ago, I encountered a very big crisis.
叫我非常的为难。
And it caused much difficulty for me.
我祷告也没有答应。也没有说话。
I would pray, but the Lord did not answer.
我请教能够帮助我的年长弟兄们，他们每个人的看法都不同。
And when I sought the advice of older brothers, they all had different responses.
我记得那一段日子，我常常一个人出去，在 在空旷的地方走路。
And when, during that time, I would frequently walk to an empty place.
主就在我里面唱一首诗歌。
And then the Lord would sing a song in my heart.
我曾经在 Newark 唱给大家听过。
It was a song that I had sung to the brothers and sisters in Newark before.
讲到小加利利。
It's called Little Galilee.
主常常避临。
That the Lord sometimes may withhold himself.
The Lord come to Little Galilee.
The Lord would often come to Little Galilee.
那么我看注视他，让我读出他的心意，跟随他的脚步。
That we may behold him, that we may understand his will, and we may follow his footsteps.
那一段日子，这样看见主的形象，带给我里面极大的力量。这力量不是去跟别人争胜啊，而是我能够胜过外面环境的压力。
And as I beheld the Lord, I brought this it brought forth this strength, not to fight with others, but to have the ability to overcome my circumstances.
主带我安然走过那一段的
And the Lord,
那个难关。
And the Lord peacefully led me through such hurdles in life.
弟兄姊妹，学基督何等有福气啊！
Brothers and sisters, it is such a blessing to learn of Christ.
我们不只是学外面的做工啊，会讲道啊，会看望，会跑啊，不是，而是从里面照着基督的形象做人。
We don't just learn some outward methods of preaching or visiting brothers and sisters, but it really is within.
那么怎么操练生命呢？彼得还说，我们要分外的殷勤。
And how else can we exercise this life? We must use all diligence.
还有呢，更加的殷勤。
And add diligence.
啊，弟兄姊妹，关于这个殷勤啊，我和弟兄姊妹提我自己的心得四个小点，好不好
？And for this matter of diligence, I wanted to share four little points.
啊，第一个哈，我们在主面前呢，做一个认真的人。
First, we must be someone who is serious.
这个认真呢，在路加福音第八章讲到那个撒种的比喻啊，他说那个好土啊，就是这个人是一个诚实的人。
And we see that in the parable of the sower in Luke 8, that the person with the good soil, that this person is honest.
啊，弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情哈，是装不来的。
Brothers, sisters, you cannot fake spiritual matters.
我们不要去表演。
Don't put on a show.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们要做诚实的，我是就是，不是就不是，没有关系的。
But brothers and sisters, you must be an honest person. If you are, then you are. If you are not, then you are not.
第二个哈，我们殷勤呢，是我们要有意。
And secondly, to be diligent, it means that you must be determined or deliberate.
啊，或者这个有意啊，也可以讲是我 thoughtful.
Or thoughtful.
啊，这个 Anna Waring 有一首诗歌啊，他说我求要得有意的爱，存心讨你欢笑。
And there was this hymn that says that I want to have this determined,
a thoughtful love,
this thoughtful
love, to please you,
to please you.
Yeah, 这个是殷勤。我做每一件事情，我要提想想我的主怎样为他会叫他喜欢。
This is what it means to be diligent. That in everything you do, you consider and you think.What will be pleasing to your Lord?
你看见在教会里面啊，碰到事情呢、啊，有些弟兄姊妹就一直求自己的意思，有的弟兄姊妹就说：“主啊，我要求你的喜欢。”
We see that when it comes to matters of the church, sometimes brothers will say that they, sometimes brothers will just follow their own way, but other times brothers will say to seek the Lord's will.
啊，这个叫做有意的 thoughtful.
This means to be thoughtful.
那么第三个呢？就是我们是很留心的
，We must be attentive.
哈，所以别人看不见的，你看见了。
That if there's something that others didn't notice, you notice.
别人没感觉的，我有感觉了。
That if there's something someone else doesn't have a feeling about, you have the feeling.
啊，弟兄姊妹，一个殷勤的人呢，他每天都可以学好多个功课。
And sisters, a diligent person can learn so many lessons in a day.
最后一个哈，我讲的是细心的。
And lastly, you must be someone who is precise.
好，他在很多点上面不轻易的放过掉。
The person doesn't just look very lightly upon different matters.
在属灵的生命上面哈，一个人成熟不成熟，就看他在很多事情上面细不细。
And when it comes to spiritual matters, whether or not a person becomes spiritually mature often is determined by whether or not that person is precise.
我今天跟一位弟兄一起祷告，有一点交通。
Today I was praying with a brother and I had some fellowship.
我跟他讲，现在我这个年纪，有的时候我安静，我过去人生中的一些事情就一幕一幕在我眼前。
And I tell, I said, as I grow older, that in the Lord, that sometimes as I am quiet before the Lord, past events in my life seem to move by.
我跟几位年长弟兄相交啊，跟他们的短暂的接触，留给我的印象真是非常的舒服，非常的美好。So
the different fellowship that I had with older brothers and sisters in that brief time, that there was some very deep and wonderful impressions.
那个舒服是怎么来的？ 因为他们对我的需要，对我的，我当时的处境。 他们非常细，感觉到了，摸到服侍我。And
why did it? Oh, and why was there such a good feeling in my heart? Because at that time they were very precise about my needs.
彼得是一个很冲动、很快的人。Peter
was one who was very impulsive and very fast.
啊，但是到他晚年的时候，你看见他是一个非常细致的人。But
we see that in his older age, he was very precise.
他可以说是很 detail 很 fine 的一个人。And
he was very detailed.
哈，你读《使徒行传》到后面，彼得这十二章以后就没有彼得的言行记录哈，但是你看见彼得那个成熟。Now
after Acts 12, we no longer see any record about Peter's life, but we realize that he has become very mature.
因着这个，彼得他提醒。 神的儿女们,
and because of this, Peter exhorted brothers and sisters to be diligent in this exercise of life.
在第一章里面，他给我们提出来哈，八方面的操练。Now
in First Peter, in Second Peter chapter 1, he gives us 8 aspects to exercise.
刚才我们祷告的时候，有位姊妹都把它祷告出来了。第一个是信心。
During that time, there was a sister who, earlier, a sister already prayed about these things. The first
第二个是德行,
faith, virtue,
第三个知识,
knowledge,
节制,
temperance or self-control,
忍耐,
endurance,
前进,
godliness,
爱弟兄,
brotherly love,
最后一个，中文把它多加了几个字，最后一个字就是爱。
But the last one, although there's some other words in Chinese, it's just love.
我要试着在往后的几堂啊，把这八个点和弟兄姊妹略略的交通一下。So
I will attempt to quickly share all 8 aspects with brothers and sisters in the following messages.
今天晚上呢，我盼望我能够讲两个点哈，就是信心和美德啊，这个德行。Tonight
I hope that I will be able to share on faith and virtue.
我们 得救了以后啊，不是相信一次就完了，我们一生都要学信心的功课。As
after we are saved, that we it is not just that you're saved and then you're done with faith, but in our entire lives we must continue learning this lesson of faith.
什么叫做学信心的功课呢？So
what does it mean to learn the lesson of faith?
就是留心留意，找机会来操练运用信心。It
means to find opportunities to apply and use this faith.
碰到一件事情，别人都这样做，你到主面前问主啊，我该怎么做？怎么才叫做相信你？
When you run into some, when you encounter some issue, although many people may do things a certain way, you ask the Lord, what should you do?
那么如果主说话了，你就照着那个做，你就是学了一个信心的功课。And
if the Lord speaks to you and you follow that, then you have learned a lesson of faith.
那么这个信心不是我们自己的信心。
Now this faith is not does not come from ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 我们在主里都是富足的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are all rich in Christ.
为什么呢？因为我们一蒙恩得救，相信了耶稣基督。
Why? Because when we have been saved by grace, when we have believed in the Lord Jesus,
神就把一个宝贵的信心赐给了你和赐给了我。
The Lord has given us this very precious faith to you and to me.
所以彼得在这里讲，我们是同得一样宝贵信心的人。
So Peter here says that we have received a faith of the same kind.
彼得得的是什么信心？你里面就是什么信心。
The faith that Peter received is the same faith that is in us.
保罗得的是什么信心？你里面得的就是什么信心。
The faith that is in Paul is the same one that is in us.
但是那个信心也不是彼得原来有的，也不是保罗原来有的。
But that faith is not one that Peter originally had or one that Paul originally had.
也不是我们自己里面有的。
It's also not one that we originally had.
而是神在基督里面赐给我们的信心。
But it is this faith that God has given us in Christ.
这个信心是谁的信心呢？
And whose faith is this?
是神儿子的信心。
This is the faith of the Son of God.
就是主耶稣到地上来做人，他怎样相信父神的那个信心。
This is when our Lord Jesus came to the earth as a man, and he believed in the Father. That is that faith.
所以保罗在加拉太书第二章二十节讲到，他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ.
如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有感觉主在你里面呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you have a feeling that Christ is the Lord is in you?
你有没有这个经历主在我里面呢？
Do you have this experience that the Lord is in you?
如果是，感谢赞美主，我们能够像保罗一样说，我今天呢，活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So if you do have this experience, then thank the Lord. You can say as Paul said, that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
那么肉身的生活还是我去面对，我去遭遇的，那我怎么过这个生活呢？让基督活出来呢？
So the life in the flesh, it is still what you experience in your daily life. How do you allow the life of Christ to live out?
所以保罗告诉我们他的秘诀。他说我如今在肉身中活着，不是凭着我保罗比你们热心，比你们刚强。他说我是凭着神儿子的信心来活着。
And Paul gives us a secret. He says, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, of the Son of God. It is not by his zeal or by his strength.
弟兄姊妹们，要运用信心，操练信心。第一个要觉察，信心不在你，在我们里面，是在基督的里面。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to live this life of faith, then you must recognize that this faith is not from yourself, but that this faith is in Christ.
然后我们怎么来运用它呢？
And brothers and sisters, how do we use this?
我用我个人的学习和领会哈。
Let me give my personal experience.
提一点建议。
And give as some advice.
在希伯来书第十一章里面。
In Hebrews 11,
第九节
verse 9,
不是第六节，第六节
verse 6,
他说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please him.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
中文说必须信有神，他原来是说必须相信他是。
Now in the Chinese it says he must believe that that there is
there
a God.
Is God.
But actually, it is that in the original it is believed that he is.
是的，英文翻得更顺。接下来说，而且要相信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And then follows by saying, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
对我而言，这就是运用信心的两个很实用而且非常美好的原则。
Brothers and sisters, to me, this is a very usable and very precious two points.
第一个原则就是我相信神是。
The first principle is to believe that God is.
第二个原则，相信他赏赐寻求他的人，他不拒绝。
And the second is that he is a rewarder of those who seek him, that he does not reject any.
我用新约圣经的两个实际的例子来和大家说明一下。
Let me use two examples directly from the New Testament.
马太福音第八章里面记载了一件事情。
Matthew chapter 8 records a certain matter.
那里有一个意大利营的百夫长。
There was a centurion.
他的仆人病了。
Now his servant was in some sickness.
那么他是一个很有爱心的主人呢，他同情他的仆人病的痛苦。
And he was a very caring centurion, and he had sympathy on his servant who was in sickness.
他到主面前来说，主啊，我的仆人病了，还瘫痪病，躺在家里，非常的痛苦。
He said to the Lord, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, fearfully tormented.
主很自然就回答说，好，我去医治他。
Naturally, Jesus replied by saying, I will come and heal him.
而这一个外邦人呢，这个百夫长，他说，主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当。
And then this centurion who was a Gentile, but the centurion said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof.
你只要说一句话，我的仆人病就好了。
But just say the word and my servant will be healed.
弟兄姊妹，因为他是一个军人，他服从命令，服从惯了。
But and sisters, this was a soldier, so he was used to giving out commands.
那么他说，我有人在我底下，我也在人的底下，我们接到命令就走了，就执行了。
And for I am also am a man under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes.
弟兄姊妹，他就说，主啊，你只要说一句话就够了。
So he said that the Lord just needed to say the word and his servant will be healed.
他看见主是万有的主。
He saw that God, that the Lord was the Lord of all things.
你是疾病的主，你是一切事物的主。
That he was the Lord over all sicknesses and the Lord over all matters.
仇敌来用病攻击这个人，只要你说一句话，他就走了。
And if this enemy wants to use sickness to attack someone, as long as you say the word,
当这个百夫长说这句话，主高兴了，主说你的信心是大的，就是在本国的子民中都没有这个信心的。
When Jesus heard this, he was very joyful, and he said, truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你用信心的时候，我们常常觉得主我的信心好小。
But sisters, when you use faith, we often feel that our faith is so little.
但是如果你看见那个难处背后是谁在掌权，那个就不一样了。
But if you see the one who is sovereign over behind that difficulty, then it's different.
马上眼泪就干了，马上情绪就没有了。
And immediately your tears are dried.
他负一切的责任。
Because he is responsible for all.
我讲一个我自己小小的经验。
Let me also share one of my personal experiences.
我在好多聚会和弟兄姊妹讲过这个经验。
I think I've shared this experience with many brothers and sisters in different gatherings.
我是一个很怕高的人。
I am fearful of heights.
The height phobia, huh?
It's a phobia.
我很怕这个坐飞机的。
So I am afraid to go on an airplane.
有一次我出去服侍，回家的时候，在机场遇见了龙卷风。
And so once when I was on my way home, that there was this tornado at this, at this airport.
飞机 delay 了六个小时。
And then there was a 6-hour delay of the plane.
等到我上飞机的时候机场的播报说这个龙卷风的 outskirt 已经快要离开了。
Where as I was getting on the plane after the 6-hour delay, they announced that this hurricane was on its way out.
这个 tornado
This tornado was on the outskirts of the tornado was on the way out.
对，那么但是飞机起飞这个飞机左右摇摆，翅膀上下动，都听得到响声了，我吓死了。
But as the airplane was taking off, that the turbulence was so bad, and the entire airplane was shaking, and you could hear it, and I was very frightened.
我跟主说，主啊，我丧命了。
And I told the Lord, Lord, I think I'm about to lose my life.
忽然之间 诗篇104篇的第二句话，我们的
Su
神乘着风的翅膀而行。
And then suddenly the words in Psalm 104, the words in Psalm 104 came to me that the Lord is the one
Who walks on the wings of the
he
wind.
walks upon the wings of the wind.
这句话一进来，我就睡着了。
And as soon as this word came to me, I was able to fall asleep.
哎呀，等到我醒过来，已经到 Montana 的上空，非常的平稳。
And by the time I woke up, we were already flying over Montana, and it was very calm.
他是风的主。
He is the Lord of the winds.
风的翅膀坐在他的上面。
And that he is the one who walks upon the wings of the wind.
所以以后啊，我坐飞机啊，再碰到 turbulence，我就睡着了，每次都睡着，而且睡得特别香。
So since then, and anytime I'm flying and we encounter turbulence, I'm able to sleep, and I am able to sleep very soundly.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主的信心在你的里面，在我的里面，在教会的里面。
Brothers and sisters, the faith of the Lord is in you, it is in me, it is in the church.
我们常常思想耶稣，想到他是谁，弟兄姊妹，你的信心就起来了。
As we constantly think of Christ, we think of who he is, then our faith is able to rise up.
所以难怪呢，保罗他学会啊，让基督在他身上放大，啊，玛利亚会说 "I magnify the Lord"。
And sisters, that is why Mary was able to say that she magnifies the Lord.
保罗也学会了 magnify the Lord。
And Paul also learned to magnify the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，风浪大还是主大呢？
Brothers and sisters, are the wind and the waves great, or is our Lord great?
苦难大还是主大呢？
Is the suffering great, or is the Lord great?
是仇敌大呢，还是主大呢？
Is the enemy great, or is the Lord great?
弟兄姊妹们，当我们思想耶稣的时候，我们的信心就起来了，你就会用。
Brothers and sisters, as we consider the Lord, then our faith is able to rise up.
那一天，这个百夫长他还没有见主之前，他就思想了耶稣了。
And that day, before the centurion even met the Lord, he was already thinking of the Lord.
所以主回答说：“我去你家。”主他说：“主不需要，不需要，到我家我不敢当。”
That is why when Jesus said, "I will come and heal him," the centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof."
所以主称赞说：“这是大的信心，因为他会思想。”
So the Lord praised him and said that this is great faith because he was able to think and consider the Lord.
第二个，怎么能够得着主的赏赐呢？
Next, how can we receive the Lord's reward?
我们在主的面前怎么看自己，站对地位？
How do we see ourselves? Are we standing in the right position?
在马太福音第十五章讲到另外一个事情。
We see another matter in Matthew chapter 15.
有一个迦南妇人，是一个外邦人，她是妈妈。
There was a Canaanite woman who was a Gentile and she was a mother.
她的女儿被鬼所附，很痛苦。
Her daughter was cruelly demon possessed.
她到主面前来求主医治，不赶那个鬼。
She went to seek the Lord to cast away the demon.
结果主非常冷啊。根本理都不理，听都不听。
But the Lord seemed to be very cold and indifferent. He didn't even seem to listen or to hear.
这个妈妈就一直不停地跟着在后面求。
And this mother continued to follow behind and keep asking.
求到一个地步啊，门徒们不耐烦了，就说主啊，即便你不做，但是为了不要他烦我们，就打发他走吧，伸个手就赶了嘛。
And even the disciples became annoyed, and they said, "Send her away because she keeps shouting at us."
结果主说什么呢？不好把儿女吃的饼给狗吃。
And then Jesus said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
这个妇人一听啊，她说话了，她说：“主啊，狗也吃儿女桌上掉下来的碎渣。”
But then, as the woman heard this, then she also spoke. She said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
主转过来立刻说，妇人，你的信心是大的。哎呀。
And Jesus said to her, "Oh, woman, your faith is great."
这么可怜的一个人，无助的人，结果他有这么大的信心。
That someone who was in such a pitiful condition and yet she had such great faith.
为什么这个信心大呢?
So why was this faith so great?
因为他自己站对了位置，站对了地位。
Because she was standing in the right place.
他愿意做神家中的狗，就是畜生，他也要在神的家里面，不要在世界上。
And she was willing even to be a dog in the Lord's house, that even as a that she would rather be in the Lord's house than be outside.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到，今天我们能够在神的家中和弟兄姊妹聚会，多宝贵啊！
Brothers and sisters, have you considered how precious it is that we can gather together in the Lord's house?
我们可能在外面人看你们什么都没有，但是我们在神在这里，我们有主就够了，因为这就是神的家。
Now, to those who are outside, they may see and think, oh, you have nothing. But for us, as long as you have the Lord, that is enough.
你我一切的缺欠在他里面都预备好了。Because
all of everything has been prepared in the Lord.
这两个运用信心，这是非常实用的原则。So
this is a very useful and usable principle.
Practical.
A practical principle.
而且是非常美好的，每个人都可以用。
So as I encounter many different difficulties in the church, I would often use these two principles.
真是主从来没有失信过。
And indeed, the Lord has never been unfaithful.
最后我要快快地提一下，我就念一下就好了。在哪些方面我们可以学信心的功课？
So lastly, I will just quickly read, where can we apply this faith or learn the lesson of faith?
若是今天主在我们心中呼召我们,
Today, if the Lord is calling us,
或者是借着聚会有人提到把自己奉献给主,
whether it is in our hearts or if someone in the meeting says that they want to consecrate themselves to the Lord,
把一件事交托给主,
to commit some matter to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹要相信主,
then we must believe the Lord.
你把这事交给主是万全的一个举动。
So if you commit this to the Lord, it is a
secure.
It is secure.
All secure action.
It is completely secure.
我碰过有人信了主就是不敢受浸，因为他怕他不会成为好基督徒。I
encounter people who they believe in the Lord, but they're afraid to be baptized because they feel that they will never be a good Christian.
但是主的话告诉我们说。 不是你给主，而是主开始负我们一切的责任。But the word
tells us that it is not what we do, but that the Lord becomes responsible for us.
第二个，在我们有疾病、有难处、碰见环境的风暴的时候，依靠主。And
secondly, in our sicknesses, in our difficulties, or when we encounter the storms of the circumstances, we trust the Lord.
第三个，在我们自己身上胜不过的习惯。 脾气和个性上面，我们去依靠主。And
thirdly, in some of our own habits or temperaments or some certain personalities that are not right before the Lord, that we are unable to overcome, we must trust the Lord.
像我自己啊，是一个非常紧张的人，nervous person.
So personally, I am a very nervous person.
我自己也是一个非常内向的人。And
I am very introverted.
在人多的地方要我大声祷告，我是做不到的。
So if I want to pray in a very large setting, I am unable to do that.
在我年轻的时候，为着这个挣扎很久啊。And
I struggled, when I was young, I struggled about this before the Lord for such a long time.
所以说我好羡慕一些弟兄姊妹啊，他们怎么说话那么自然，那么有口才，我就是不会。So
I always admired those who were able to speak or preach for the Lord and had such good eloquence.
在这个点上，我真是到主面前去祷告。
But regarding this matter, I truly went before the Lord and prayed.
第四个，在对属灵的悟性和眼光上面，求主开我们的眼睛。And
fourthly, though, pray for our spiritual understanding and wisdom.
读经，来聚会，听信息。In
reading the word and gathering together and listening to messages.
在处理事情上面，求主开我们的眼睛。
In dealing with different matters, may the Lord open our eyes.
让我们能看见主所看见的。That
we are able to see what the Lord sees.
那么第五个。And
fifth.
在我们呢，钱财运用施与受的事情上面。
When it comes to the matter.
对不起，lost the signal.
Matter of finances and what we are using.
是，谢谢呀。这个就是过一个恩典爱心的生活，需要信心。
And we must have faith. We must to live a life of grace and love and giving and receiving. We must have the faith. We must live a life of faith.
我早期读戴德森弟兄的传记。
When I was young, I read the biography of J. Hudson Taylor.
我就非常羡慕他肯放手，把恩典给别人。
And I was very impressed how he was able to let go and give grace to others.
他就大大的经历了主的丰富。
And he greatly experienced the Lord's abundance.
第六个，在教会所遇见的风暴、困境、压力下面，为神的儿女们祷告。
And six, when the church goes through the trials and tribulations, that we pray for the Lord's people.
我们第一个想到的不是自己。是想到弟兄姊妹
that first,
主用你平安保守众人
that first we don't think of ourselves we think of brothers and sisters that the peace of the Lord would keep all brothers and sisters
用你真理坚固众人
that his truth would strengthen brothers and sisters
用你的爱心使我们里面有力量
that his love would give us strength
第七个、啊、在进入神的安息的里面我们要竭力运用信心
In order to enter into the rest of the Lord, we must use and apply this lesson of faith.
这个在希伯来书第四章讲，我们竭力进入神的安息，叫运用信心。
In Hebrews 4, it mentions that we must take diligence to enter into His rest, and that requires faith.
我今天就讲了一个点啊，那明天啊第一堂我就要讲三个点啊，讲德行啊，讲。这个知识和节制。
So today I was only able to cover the first aspect. So tomorrow I will cover tomorrow afternoon I will cover three aspects: virtue, knowledge, and temperance.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have a few words of prayer.
主啊，我们在你的脚前受教。
Lord, we want to learn before your feet.
我们的心何等的感恩。
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
你没有把我们交给天使。
You did not give us the angels.
你也没有把我们留在环境中做孤儿。
You did not leave us in our circumstances as orphans.
你当日怎样带领门徒。
But just as you led the disciples in the day.
今日你在圣灵中更是无微不至地保护你的儿女。
Today the Holy Spirit is keeping all of your children.
主啊，带我们到变化山上。
May you bring us up to the mountain of transfiguration.
让我们看见你那大君王的威荣。
That we may see the glory, your glory and your majesty.
让我们全人伏在你的尊贵和荣耀之下。
May we submit ourselves under your glory and your honor.
主啊，好叫我们。在你的面前一同蒙恩
，that we may receive your grace before you，
在你的脚前来学生命的功课
，that we may learn the lessons of life before your feet，
好使我们多结果子
，that we may be fruitful，
丰丰富富的进你的国
，to abundantly enter into your kingdom，
并且催促神的日子早日降临
，and hasten that day when the day of the Lord will come。
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you. Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious and holy name.
Amen. Amen.